From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States says it carried out a raid on Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria, focusing on IS leadership. A Pentagon spokesman says the operation in Deir ez-Zor province was carried out by a U.S. Special Forces unit. He said a lot of intelligence was gathered during the operation. The spokesman said reports that 25 Islamic State fighters were killed in the operation are exaggerated. A Pentagon spokesman says a U.S. Navy ship fired warning shots at an Iranian boat Sunday. Carla Bob has more.
A U.S. defense official told VOA four Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps attack craft vessels were traveling right at the USS Mahan at a very high rate of speed in the Strait of Hormuz. The Navy crew identified themselves and repeated multiple times that the Iranian ships needed to turn away or the crew would be forced to use a defensive measure. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said the USS Mahan issued audible sirens and radio warnings.
This was an unsafe and unprofessional interaction.
When the Iranian boats did not respond to radio requests to slow down, the USS Mahan fired shots with a 50 caliber machine gun. Only then did the small Iranian boats stop. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises. Russia sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a five-day goodwill visit, and the two sides are looking to expand defense cooperation. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday his government opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials. The statement comes a day after Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The meeting happened in Houston, where Ms. Tsai stopped on her way to Central America. This is VOA News.